Hi, my name is Chuck. Today, I want to talk to you about using your potential. The other day, Zoe and I were taking a walk not too far from where we live. It was a lovely summer's evening. We came to a road. We were enjoying the immaculate front gardens and nice houses. Then we noticed a house that stood out among the others. There were cracked windows. The front was overgrown with weeds and thorns. You could barely see the parts to the front door. The porch had a pile of abandoned, worthless stuff. It did not seem as if anyone lived there. The very next day, we were driving on another road, and again we noticed a big house, a driveway with cracked windows and overgrown hedges. The house looked abandoned, like things were falling apart. We wondered how coincidental it had been that we had seen two derelict houses. Both houses were like weeds among roses. Both houses were in lovely environments. They looked like they had once been nice houses like others next to them, but they were clearly abandoned or not maintained. We can own the most expensive car or the biggest castle in the land, but if we do not use them, maintain them and look after them, the tires of the car will go flat and the engine will cease. The house will end up in ruins. In other words, not making use of our potential is in effect leaving our gifts and talents to rot or decay. Do not accept that. A tiny, modest house that is inhabited will always be better than the mansions down the road that is abandoned. It will always have more curb appeal because nothing in this world, even immaculate things, were meant to be left alone. I will repeat that. Nothing in this world, even inanimate things, is meant to be left alone. Eventually, that tiny house may even command more money than the mansion. Start today and do something with your potential. Maximize it. Take a step today. It might be a tiny step. It may be a tiny gift or talent. Don't despise it. It is a step in the right direction. Don't blame your environment either. Whether you are in the ghetto or in the palace, it does not matter. Both those abandoned houses were in a nice area, but that did not stop them from looking terrible. I hope you've enjoyed our little chat today. Remember, we are what we hear. Plug in again next time to hear more inspiration, sound thoughts, because sound thoughts give way to a sound mind.